Well, 14 years we've been running the Great Australian Vanilla Slice Triumph, and in that time we've attracted around about 30,000 visitors to the Township Pavilion. We estimate that we've hosted around about 2,000 entrants in the Vanilla Slice competition across all categories. The economic input for OYIN for the event is around about $3.5 million over that period of time. And the event came to us in an unusual way after Mr. Jeff Kennett, the former Premier of Victoria, announced it unexpectedly on radio one day, and the next thing you know, we had an event running here in OYIN. And it started with a bang, and this year we've decided that we're going to finish with a bang, and this is the final event that OYIN Inc. will hold, the Great Australian Vanilla Slice Triumph in OYIN.
Why has the committee come to that decision?
Well, it's an opportunity just to go out with a bang. We don't necessarily want to see the event wane. We'd like to see the event grow. We think there is possibilities that it will grow. It's probably better that it occurs outside OYIN and works with other communities that have got the, larger communities that have got a capacity to build it and grow it.
So you are potentially looking at handing the event along to someone else. What sort of planning have you got in place for that?
We're putting together a package of information which will be to hand over to another interested community, and we'd like to see that remain in the municipality first, and that's where it will be offered. We've had some strong interest already from the baking industry representatives who think that there's plenty of life in the event itself, and we're looking forward to feedback from other communities, and if the right community puts its hand up, we'll gladly hand over that package of information.
If no one puts up their hand, will that be a sad moment?
If that occurs in the municipality, then the next step will be to offer it more broadly, because there is enough generated interest. We've already heard enough. Look, it's not a sad thing by any means. It's been a terrific injection for the community of OYIN, this whole event. We've really enjoyed the ride. It's probably gone a lot longer than anyone expected. So to make a responsible decision to see the event finish on a high is the way we would rather go out.
How do you think the people of your community will react to this decision?
Yeah, interesting question. We've asked numerous people to come along and be involved, and we work with a dedicated and committed group of people, and I take my hat off to them, because year in and year out they've just stuck in there and produced a good event, and year after year everyone says it's the best event ever, or it's the best event ever, and we hear that each year. Look, it's just how it is. We're just moving on.
Do you think there'll be another event to replace it for OYIN?
Oh, I haven't got a crystal ball, Deb. Time will tell whether something else comes into play. There's a lot of other work that OYIN Inc. is doing and wants to continue to pursue. The Vanilla Slice, we've put in 14 years of fair dinkum effort, and I think everyone can be proud. We've created a national profile for OYIN and the Mildura region. It's just the right time, as far as we're concerned, to go out with a bang and call it a day.
Do you think that OYIN will lose some of its profile if it doesn't have that link to the Vanilla Slice Festival, or do you think that's already entrenched?
Definitely part of the calendar for the past 14 years for the Mildura region, of course. I don't know what the long-term effect will be. There's no question, though, that it will remain at the forefront of people's minds for a long time to come. You can't type in the word Vanilla Slice without getting a hit on OYIN on Google, for example, or etc., etc. So I don't think it'll be lost as such, and when we hand over the package of information, it will be to whatever community or group that will appropriately acknowledge OYIN as being the birthplace of the event.
And is there any sort of plans for, you know, this particular one to be particularly special and go out with that bang? What are the preparations?
Look, we're obviously still planning a lot of that sort of thing, but we'd really like to have things like a parade of champions, you know, invite all those successful professional bakers back, you know, display their silverware, to have a real opportunity to, show to the crowd that's going to be there on the day and the media that will be there on the day, you know, what we've done. The baking industry really have accepted and understand the value of this event. Bakers who win this event have repeated to us year after year what impact it has on their business. You know, it's meant more employing more staff, there's been greater turnover for their business, equals more profit, etc., etc. So it's very well received by the baking industry.
Will it be an emotional time for OYIN Inc. and for yourself?
No, look, I don't think it will be a teary time. I think it'll be a time of celebration. We're happy to have done what we've done, and we've achieved, you know, really well for a small community. It's just the time is right.